This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's impeachment trial quickly turned into a debate Wednesday over whether his former national security advisor, John Bolton, should be called as a witness. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings, a House impeachment manager, responded to a question about applying as much scrutiny to President Trump's children as the Republicans are applying to Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who held a job in Ukraine.
Let us stay focused. This doesn't have anything to do with the president's children or the Biden's children. This is about the president's wrongdoing.
President Trump's defense attorney, Eric Hirschman, says that there were many reasons for President Trump to be concerned about corruption in Ukraine in relation to the job held by Hunter Biden.
A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch who was paying our vice president's son and his son's business partner millions of dollars for no apparent legitimate reason, while his father was overseeing our country's relationship with Ukraine, merit any public inquiry, investigation, or interest?
The question and answer session process will continue Thursday before the chamber proceeds a four-hour debate on witnesses on Friday. U.S. President Trump declared an end to what he termed the nightmare North America Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, during a signing ceremony on the White House South Lawn Wednesday. Mr. Trump inked his name on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production in the United States, boost American dairy, egg, and poultry exports, and overall has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs and generate up to $235 billion. This is VOA News. Voting overwhelmingly in its favor, European lawmakers signed off Wednesday on a Brexit deal that was 3.5 years in the making. Reuters' Freddie Tennyson.
At midnight on Friday, Brussels time, Britain will be out. It was the last vote for the UK's 73 MEPs. Afterwards, the chamber broke into singing Auld Lang Syne, a traditional Scottish song to bid farewell. The session saw MEPs both slam and celebrate the bloc in what was at times highly emotional. But if MEPs were hoping this goodbye was an end to the years of wrangling of what the future UK-EU relationship will look like, they would be mistaken. With a transition period running until the year end, for now there won't be any changes but fresh talks, covering everything from trade to security. So for the moment, everything stays the same, just without the Union Jacks hanging in Brussels.
More than 170 people have died from the coronavirus, and the number of confirmed cases has exceeded 6,000. Now the World Health Organization says it will decide Thursday whether to reconsider its decision to not declare a global health emergency.
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the decision to reconvene the emergency committee is based on the evidence of an increasing number of cases and also upon the human-to-human transmission that has occurred outside of China. Ryan says these developments and the evolution of the outbreak are spurring China and other countries into action.
But the whole world needs to be on alert now. The whole world needs to take action and be ready for any cases that come, either from the original epicenter or from other epicenters that become established.
WHO says the Chinese response to the new coronavirus has been extraordinary. It praises the transparency and willingness of the government to share vital information and provide assistance to foreign countries grappling with the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Vanessa Bryant released a statement expressing her family's sorrow, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Vanessa Bryant has released her first public statement since the helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe Bryant, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. Vanessa Bryant writes on Instagram, "We are completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband Kobe, the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna, a loving, thoughtful, and wonderful daughter and amazing sister to Natalia, Bianca, and Capri. We are also devastated for the families who lost their loved ones on Sunday, and we share in their grief intimately." Vanessa Bryant also announced the formation of a fund to help the other families affected by the crash. I'm Mike Gracia.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Banks. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, the land of Nigeria, with Peace Choir in Do Me. And right after that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Coupe de Calais, a Mio mix by Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. But first, Do Me a Do You, Man Nago Vex. This one is done for us by Peace Choir from Nigeria.
How the boys them a drop down, drop down. And all the ladies just the holla say, holla say. Them no no say what holla day. If you don't so you take a busy making all the fun. This night is song for the dancer. The way you move your body, can it be like say, it be like say. You no no say what holla day. Now the way where you they do the things you do. Oh. It be like say you get plans for me and you. Oh. They can put it on you, they put it on me. What a man can do, a woman can do so. If you do me, I do you. Man, I go best up on the dance floor. Man no go best, touch me, I told you. Man no go best, you say. Man no go best, I say. Man no go best,
if you do me, I do you. Man no go best, step on the dance floor. Man no go best,
you give it to me,
I go give it to you.
Make you give it to me some more,
some more.
You get a city to me,
do me.
So make you give it to me, give it to me. You get a city to me. Give me feel like I'm grinding, grinding. Baby girl, I know so you the I me. After the show and the party, on my room, room. Strictly for me and you, you. We got plenty things to do, do. So pull off the bump and move, make we groove.
Hey. Boy, you know say talk is cheap. I know you were tempted to roll with me. Me, I know bitty bitty body where you sing. What a man can do, a woman can do so.
If you do me, I do you. Man, no go dress up on my dance floor. Man no go best, touch me, I told you. Man no go best,
you say.
Man no go best, I say.
Man no go best, if you do me, I do you.
Man no go best,
step on the dance floor.
Man no go best, so won't you give it to me?
I go give it to you.
Oh,
Coupe de Calais, a Miori mix by the Magic System of the Ivory Coast, and before that, Black Rose by JR from Sierra Leone and Dumi, Peace Choir of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
African Beats.
Welcome back, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And so let me get back to music right now with Hold Me. This is done by Nimba Burrow from Liberia, who is presently based in Philadelphia. And right after that, Ukasama by Umbuvi of Kenya. And Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania. But first, Hold Me by Nimba Burrow from Monrovia, Liberia. Going for all you guys out there in Liberia and Africa.
Me.
na na na, give me the boom boom, na na na, I want the boom boom, na na na, love the boom boom, na na na, yeah.
Amina by Rose Muhando of Tanzania, and before that, Ukasama by Mbubi of Kenya, and Hold Me by Nimba Burr from Monrovia, Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vanier here in Washington. I'll be right back for more music. Stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Dear Mr. David, it pleases me to write and congratulate you for your keen job in promoting African music and culture through the largest radio network, Voice of America. Keep up the good work. All right, let's take this other email which says, our ears are open, our palms are clapping, our mouth singing and praising your work. You are just great, David. But right now, let's get back to music. And this time, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa. And after that, Kozi Nayuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And La Visa Olha by Basopa of Mozambique. But first, Freedom to Love by Legstar of South Africa. Olha by Basopa of Mozambique, and before that, Kozinayuda by Lombongo of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Freedom to Love by Lexta of South Africa. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Van here in Washington. Stay tuned, and now let's take some more emails. This one says, "Hi, David. It is a wonderful day on the African Beat. I have the passion of African Beat in me, and the beat keeps me and my family more comfortable. David, it is my pleasure to send you this email, and you keep playing the beautiful African music you've always been playing. This is from Aaron Amali of Otupu, Benue State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Aaron. And this one says, how are you, David? The way your music is being selected is very nice. I will continue to listen to your program. This is from Julius Juris Kukumu in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And with that now, let's get back to music. This time, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. And right after that, Bakarumba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali. But first, Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Gam.
Then you're not the same, and you're not the same. Karumba by Sheikh Tidiane Sek of Mali and Sewa Akoto by Dead Body of Ghana. Well, with that, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the street, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van here in Washington, saying bye-bye.